You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go.
Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is Old Age is a Gem. Once the Buddha and his disciples were residing in Shravasti. One day, the Buddha said, "Bhikshus, if one respects the elderly, it is of immense value. Through the elderly, we can hear and understand things unheard of, forge our reputation, and be respected by the wise." One of the bhikshus nodded and said, "Buddha, you truly do respect your parents and the elderly. But I'm not sure how respecting the elderly can help us forge a reputation and gain the respect of the wise." The Buddha replied, "I have not just honored my parents and the elderly in this life. I have done so for countless kalpas." The Buddha continued, "Bhikshus, let me tell you a story to help you all understand. Long ago, there was a kingdom whose king had decreed an insane rule. All people who have passed into old age, the elderly, must be banished to a remote place and no longer be cared for. As the elderly could no longer do manual work, the king unwisely felt they had now become useless and must be discarded. Only the young, fit, and able were allowed to remain in his kingdom. Because of this absurd rule, no elderly were to be seen across the kingdom. The king had a minister named Raj, whose father was nearing old age. This meant if the rule was followed, his father would soon be banished. But he was a dutiful and loving son. He did not wish to abandon or banish his father. Raj then came up with the idea to hide his father in his basement and to secretly keep looking after him. The heavenly God was drawn and touched by his loyalty and compassion for his father. He thought, "What a filial son! I must do something to help them." A moment later, the heavenly God appeared in the palace before the king. Shocked at this sudden appearance, the king asked, "Who are you?" "I am the heavenly God. Your Majesty, listen carefully. I have come to test your wisdom." Pausing, the heavenly God brought forth two identical snakes and continued, "If you can tell which snake is male, then all shall be well. But if you make the wrong choice, your kingdom shall be destroyed in 7 days. Upon saying this, the heavenly God disappeared, leaving the two identical snakes behind. Now terrified, the king quickly conferred with his ministers. The snakes looked the same. How to tell them apart? "Your Majesty, it is impossible to tell them apart," one minister said. "So what now?" the king asked firmly. All his ministers kept silent as none knew what to do. The next day, the king issued a royal decree. If anyone could tell the snakes apart, they would be awarded with gold. The filial minister, Raj, thought of his father, who was well-learned and well-read. So he quickly went home and asked his father, "I have a riddle I need your help with." "I like riddles. Ask away," his father said. "There are two snakes that look identical, yet one is male and the other is female. How can we know which one is which?" His father laughed and said, "Haha, that's easy, my son. Just place a soft piece of cloth on the ground and put the two snakes on it. The one that becomes restless is male. The one staying immobile is female." That very evening, Raj returned to the palace and followed his father's advice. The king, still anxious but relieved, then presented his answer to the heavenly god. Pleased they had chosen wisely, the heavenly god said, "Well done, you have solved it. However, another riddle awaits you." The heavenly god then transformed into a giant white elephant and said, "How much do I now weigh?" With the elephant before them, all the ministers began discussing, but none of them could answer. The heavenly god warned them again that if they could not correctly guess his weight, the kingdom would be destroyed in 7 days. The king again called for everyone in the kingdom to help solve the new riddle. When Raj returned home, he told his father what happened. His father immediately replied, "It is not that hard to know the elephant's weight. Put it on a boat, then mark how high the water gets on the boat's hull. Now remove the elephant from the boat and fill it instead with rocks until the water reaches the mark on the hull again. After that, simply weigh the rocks on the boat, and you shall know the elephant's true weight." The next day, Raj applied the method advised by his father, and the riddle was solved. Just as the king and the ministers breathed a sigh of relief and thought they had completed all the tests, the heavenly god said, "Don't look so satisfied. There is still one last riddle left. Here's a wooden plank. Now decide which end is the head and which is the tail." The riddle was again put to the whole kingdom. Raj sought his father's advice for the third time. His father said, "Just put the plank in the water. The head is usually heavier, so it will sink. The lighter tail will float." Once more, Raj tried his father's solution, and indeed, it was the answer. Well pleased, the heavenly god said, "Congratulations! You have passed all three tests. Since you have proven your wisdom, from now on your kingdom is under my protection. Nothing shall harm it. I will give you many treasures as a reward." After saying this, the heavenly god vanished. The king exclaimed, "We did it!" Turning to Raj, he said, "This is all thanks to your wisdom. Our kingdom is now forever safe, and we shall have so much treasure. Above all, we now have the blessing and protection of the heavenly god. This is all due to you. But I'm curious, how did you know the answers to the riddles? How did you become so wise? Who is your teacher?" "Your Majesty, I must confess, the wisdom was not mine," Raj replied. "Oh, if it wasn't you, then who was it?" asked the king. "I would beg your Majesty not to punish me or my teacher," Raj said. The king smiled kindly and replied, "No matter how grave your fault, I will forgive you. Please just tell me whom we must thank for the answers to the riddles and our countless blessings today." "Majesty, I know you decreed the rule that everyone should forsake the elderly. But I could never forsake my father, so I hid him and cared for him in secret. All the riddles of the heavenly god were solved by my father's wisdom and experience. If I had followed your rule, the kingdom and all of us would now be in danger. I beg your majesty to consider cancelling that rule so that all may care for the elderly." On hearing this, the king was silent for a while. Then he nodded and said, "You're right. Looking after the elderly and respecting them as teachers is auspicious. I hereby decree a new rule. all must respect and care for the elderly. Anyone who neglects or mistreats the elderly shall face punishment. Ever since that day, the kingdom grew peaceful and prosperous with the wisdom of the elderly. Bhikkhus, from this story, I hope you now understand the importance of respecting and caring for the elderly. All the bhikkhus joined their palms and said in unison, "Yes, Buddha, we now understand." This story highlights the value of respecting and learning from the elderly. The life experiences and wisdom of the elderly are of untold benefit to all. From this story, we can see that it is through these experiences that one can gain the wisdom to face any challenges or situation. Moreover, such wisdom can be a precious asset to family, friends, and even the country. Let us reflect on how we view the elderly. Do we respect them for their life experiences that can offer us wisdom? Or do we see them as wasting the country's money, like the king in this story? There is a saying, "He who respects others is constantly respected by them." If we respect the elderly, our children and grandchildren will surely respect us in the future. Just as Venerable Master Xingyun says, "If you want to be understood, you must be understandable. If you want to be respected, you must be respectable."
This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to Bodhi Light Tales and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.